Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Dr. Tamara Harris. I am your host for this evening for the Empower University radio show. I am excited to be on the line. It's just an amazing time today, the second show that we've had, and it has been such a great experience. And so this is the first day of launching the radio show back. I was doing it really strong last year, took some time off, and now we are back into this. And I am excited because there are so many upcoming things that God is doing. One of the major things that God is doing is that there's a book that I am the compiler of, where seven women come together and they talk about their pain to purpose. And that is the title of that book. It's called Pain to Purpose. And it's about taking your tragedy and turn it into a triumph, and knowing that everything that you have went through has become a victory through Jesus Christ. And I'm just so excited because today I have a dynamic woman that is live on the show today, just an amazing inspiration. earlier today we had Ebony G. Pollard, and she talked about living intentional. And now on the flip side, we have a powerful woman who is an author, a writer, a mentor, a teacher. She's an educator. She's been doing this for the past 12 years. She has written a devotional for youth. It's about the deity of Christ. She has a blossoming ministry, Hope in Christ Ministries. And she has a book club. And she also has a podcast show. And I mean, it just goes on and on how God is continuously using this woman of God. And I'm excited because she decided to join Pain to Purpose, and she is actually a co-author of the book. And so she's on live. Before I introduce her, I always, you know, everyone knows on the show, I always enter in with a brief prayer of that God would utilize us in the right way and use us to speak truth, even through the airways and the internet or whoever's listening, whether they're live listeners or listeners through the internet. And so I just want to pray. And Father God, right now, I just pray that you would touch each and every person that would hear this show online or by phone or all the listeners right now, Father God. God, I just pray right now that they would experience such a great presence, Father God, as they listen to the testimony, Father God, as they listen to the word and what you have done in the lives of these women, and specifically this woman that is going to come on live soon, Father God. I just pray right now, God, that you would just bring a healing and deliverance, God, those who listen, the young people, Father God. Touch the lives of the young people, Father God, the young people that come in contact with hope in Christ, God. God, I just thank you today, Father God, that you would come even into the airways, God, and move greatly and cause great signs and wonders, Father God, to happen, for revelations to spring forth, for knowledge to come forth, for revelation to be revealed, Father God, through what we say, God. Show us how to speak nothing but the truth and only the truth through your word, through your understanding, through your eyes, Father God. Allow us to decrease so you can increase, God. We know that we are nothing without you. Place your hands and anointing over the show, that we would walk in your wisdom and understanding and love and care and concern for your people today, God, and show us how to inspire and uplift, Father God, and to never tear each other down, Father God, but to speak words of healing and knowledge and deliverance and motivation and love. And show us how to do these things, Father God, through your strength, by your stripes, through your power, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you today. I thank you for being so wonderful and for putting a yes in our spirit in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I thank you, God. God, you're so wonderful. Specifically, I like that song. I like the word that when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. It doesn't matter what anybody else says as long as God say yes. I like to play that song because it just reminds me that it doesn't matter what man puts on us, what kind of label man puts on us, but only what God says we are. And so I'm excited to be on the show today with Denise Walker. I am excited, and so I want to introduce her to see what she is doing and the upcoming things that God is inspiring her to do. And so, Denise, are you online with us today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great, great, great. And so, Denise, as again, I gave a introduction, but I want you to tell the listeners exactly, you know, who you are and what you are about.
Amen. First of all, thank you, Tamara, for bringing me on the show and allowing me to come and share. And thank you for being a part of allowing me to be a part of the project as well, because it causes, and it has caused God to stretch me to do what he's called me to do. And I guess I can start with, I've been an educator for about 16 years now, been in education for 20 years. And throughout that time, I know that God called me to young people, and I love literature and teaching literature. I'm a seventh grade language arts teacher currently. And so throughout the years, I still ask God, Lord, show me my purpose. Show me what you have called me to do. What have you put me here to do? And I've tried a lot of different things in life. And he's continued me in education, but he began about a year ago, I would say, to show me the vision for Hope in Christ. Through the trials and the things that I had gone through growing up and just different things that I have experienced, he began to give me that vision and bits and pieces. And so I've been a middle school teacher for about 12 years. And as I've been teaching middle school youth, I began to notice that they do not know and understand the truth about Christ. They don't know who created them, and they don't know why they're here. So God began to show that to me over and over and over and over, and how they were lost. And so he began me first with mentoring. And it started off being called Project Hope. And he has evolved the name over time to make it not just a mentoring group, but assisting authors in a book club, Christian authors specifically, because the message is Hope in Christ Book Club, Hope in Christ Devotionals, and Hope Project Hope Mentoring Group, but it's still under the umbrella of Hope in Christ. And so over this past year, I would say maybe the end of 2015 throughout 2016, he began to unveil it for me and show me that the mission is to cause others to come back to him and understand who he is. And at first I thought it was just, you know, anybody, but now he's showing me that it's those people that are confused, those people that may be even atheists that don't believe, they don't know what they believe, or agnostic, where they don't know what they believe. And everything that I do will draw them back to him, and to begin to have the young people to just begin to pray and ask him, who are you, God, and who am I because of you? And so that's the gist of the overall ministry. I'm also an editor on top of that. I'm an editor in my writing. As you said earlier, I just, in January, released my first youth devotional / workbook, because it's a little different than a regular devotional. I wrote it from a language arts perspective, where they take the specific scriptures about who Christ is, the deity of Christ, and they break it down for themselves to understand using language arts strategies, reading comprehension strategies, where they come to an understanding for themselves. So that's the vision God gave me, because he said they have to know who he is, because they're lost and they're just being tossed to and fro because they don't know the truth. And so that, you know, that's the gist of it. And my business side is called Arm of Hope Writing Services. And I edit and I proofread. My main audience are children's book authors. I also edit for a particular publishing company, MEP Publishing, with Pastor Erica, and they're wonderful as well. And just seeing God evolve me from the introvert that everybody that really know me, they are like, wow, you know. And then just this year, I don't want to say it just happened, I happened to stumble into a podcast, because that I know that's not the case. But he blessed me to start a podcast, and it's called Hope in Christ with Denise. And he's just showing me the overall vision is that the world has fallen away, and they have to come back to the knowledge of who he is. There are many gods that have taken the stage in people's lives, but he wants them to know that there's only one God, and he is the true and living God. And so that's, you know, the message that he's placed in me. And because of that message, I've had attacks and different things, but he continues to say, keep going and go forth.
Wow. That is amazing. I always love when you say you know, how people have put so many gods before him, and that it's so true, especially the time that we're living in. And it is truly a work to have that, to carry that ministry, especially for the young people. Young people are so, you know, rough around the edges at times, and then misled and confused. And so it's just an amazing ministry to have. And so for those who are just now getting on and listening, that we are interviewing Denise Walker, and she is talking about her ministry, Hope in Christ, and how she was inspired and what God put in her spirit for her ministry. And even in doing that, Denise is also a co-author of Pain to Purpose. And so the next question, Denise, is what led you to be part of Pain to Purpose?
I'm repeating the question. You said what led me to be a part of Pain to Purpose?
Yes.
Okay. Well, again, I can tell you how it happened. I was online one particular evening, and I just happened to be looking in groups, and I noticed the post that where you posted a flyer, and I noticed that you had already, it seemed like you already had enough authors, and so I kind of said, okay, well, I clicked out of it. And the Holy Spirit said, go back to it. And I was like, you know, I kept saying, well, Lord, you know, like he didn't already know that I have all these other things, right? So I was like, well, Lord, I already have this and this, and, you know, and I kept hearing, go back to it. And where he led me and pressed upon me to stop being fearful and begin to share the pain that he had brought me through, from a little girl, to now, and to begin to share, you know, without fear, to know that I've overcome in Christ. And so I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be ashamed, and just, begin to share my story. And, that's how I came to, you know, I don't want to say reluctantly, but I felt like, man, I have a whole lot already to do, but the Lord led me to, you know, step out, to step into, you know, what he's really calling me to do. And every, even that project and another project that he's called me to be a part of is still centered around the focus of hope in Christ, where whoever reads it, they will, you know, he can draw them by his spirit, by the testimonies that will be in that, you know, a part of that project. So that was the reason why I, you know, decided, okay, Lord, I'm not going to be scared anymore. I'll go ahead and be a part of the project as well. And I'm glad, because I've enjoyed it. And I've enjoyed the other women's testimonies and the virtual conference and just the things. I know we're busy and everything with working, but just to hear the what God has done is amazing. And I just believe he is going to really draw some other women out of, you know, where they've been depressed and all these other things, where they feel like they have no hope, where he's going to use that to draw them out.
Yes, yes, that is so true. I definitely believe that. I am so excited and inspired by all the testimonies in this upcoming book, which is just amazing. Thinking to myself that originally I was going to just write a book about Pain to Purpose, and then God told me to involve other women, and it's been such a great journey. Having to bring other women on board, and the virtual conference that we have on Facebook, you know, having the second one coming up May 7th through the 13th. And so I am so excited about that. And it just brings, me joy to know that, you know, what God is doing through everyone, just a wonderful opportunity. And so that is just amazing. I am just so glad that you did decide to be a part of the book project, because it was something that, you know, I just felt like, you know, you had a great story and you had a great testimony to tell and to help other women. And so quickly, as we, you know, wrapping up the show, as we have people that are on live, we have about 9 minutes. So if you could just tell the audience, if there was one thing that you would want them to walk away with today, what would that be?
Wow. One thing I would say for them to walk away with is obey God. Well, I guess it would be two things, but to obey God and do it afraid. So a lot of things, fear hinders us from doing what God told us to do. And a lot of times it's not necessarily always fear. It's the fear of what people will say, the fear of failure, the fear of whatever it is. But I would say obey God and do it afraid, because when you take the first step, he takes the next and the next. And we're not doing it in our own strength. It's in his strength. And because if we could do it on our own, then we don't need God. And so I found that for myself, that I was fearful because it was new, something new that God had told me to do. And not only that, I was very a shy person, didn't like to talk a lot in front of people and things like that. But when you hear God say, go forth, it doesn't matter. Like you said, when Jesus says yes, nobody else can say no. It doesn't matter what people have said, what they know about you in your past, because the word says that we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so God has an audience for us, and that person is waiting, maybe waiting to hear our testimony, to hear how God brought us out, to hear what God did to deliver us. And so when we're so fearful and we're afraid of people and what people are going to say and what people are going to think about us, we have to be ask God to help us to overcome people, deliver us from people, and also deliver us from ourselves. God had to deliver me from myself, from being fearful, from saying, from saying the words that were spoken to me as a child, that I would never be anything and I wouldn't amount to anything. So he had to turn that to what he says about me. And so that's what I would say to the listeners. Obey God and do it afraid, and know that we all have this. We all have destiny. And I don't believe there's no favorite person to God, because he created us all. He loves us. And he said that he knows the thoughts he thinks towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. And so we have to believe that and not just give up and not just throw in the towel and not believe that God can't use us, because he can. And so that will be my message.
Yes, yes. Amazing, amazing. I totally agree. And I'm just praying that people are blessed just by the words that you are speaking this evening, because it is so important, you know, to know your purpose, to know what God has called you to do, to be obedient, and to fear the Lord in doing it. Because one thing about me, I know everything. When God tells me something, when God says, hey, this is what I've told you to do, I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it even if I don't like it, because I'm more afraid of being disobedient than, you know, trying to do my own way, because it doesn't feel comfortable for me. And so God wants us to get past that. And so I am just excited about that. And so wrapping up here, you know, again, we are speaking with Denise Walker, who is a co-author of the upcoming book, Pain to Purpose. She is an author of her own youth journal as well. She has a ministry called Hope in Christ. She has a Hope in Christ book club. She has a podcast. She's a great woman of God. Denise, if you could quickly tell the audience, how can they reach out to you through social media or email?
Sure. Well, my website is www.hope-in-christ.com. That's www.hope-in-christ.com. And that's where you can see the different ministries through the website. You can listen, you can click to listen to the podcast as well. If you want to send an email for a prayer or, you know, to be interviewed on the podcast or whatever, you can email me at denise@hope-in-christ.com. And also, you can join the book club on Facebook, the Hope in Christ Facebook group. There's also a devotionals group where, you know, you can post prayer requests, you can post devotionals. It's the Hope in Christ devotionals group. And I have a Facebook ministries page, Twitter page, and Instagram as well. And my author page is also on Instagram, author Denise M. Walker. So just various ways to connect with me. And also my business side of it is armorofhopewritingservices.com. And so that's pretty much it.
Okay, that is wonderful. And so we have reached our time, and I'm excited that we have been able to speak with Denise Walker. The replay will be up on the website shortly afterwards, and we will be posted on Empower University as well. And so you can reach out to Denise in many different ways, as she said, and especially for youth. This is a great opportunity for young people. And so, Denise, I want to thank you for being a special guest today. And I just appreciate you being on the show. And I pray that God would continue to bless your ministry, increase all around you, give you strength to do what he has called you to do, and that you would continuously be obedient to his will, and that he would give you the strength to carry the load that you will carry, even in the near future, of the things that God is going to put on you, as this is a ever-increasing role that you will have in your life. And so I just continuously pray your strength and that God would bless you. I thank you for being a part of the show. It's been wonderful having
you. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you.
Yes, I'm blessed. I was excited about this day. And so you have heard it. Denise Walker, she also will be in the virtual conference coming up. That's going to be between May 7th and 13th. I believe Denise is on the last day. She's on May 13th. And so we have the Women of Purpose group. You can catch Denise as well on that day where she will be going live on Facebook. We have 430 women in that group. It has grown very fast in the past 60 days. And so join us for that time and tune in tomorrow as we have another Pain to Purpose co-author, Denise Kelly, who will be on tomorrow. And so I pray that you all have a wonderful evening, and God bless.